Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the excitement and anticipation has been growing for weeks to get some more sports back, and the time's almost here. Next week, baseball is coming back. The teams will take the field in less than 10 days. No better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Plus, it's so easy to deposit and withdraw your funds whenever you want. To get in on the action, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three. It's Ask Greg. I'm Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle. Are you ready to answer the questions, Greg?
Let's do it, Jim.
And remember, if you want Greg to answer your question and a chance to win the KSN Polo, go to the KSN app. There's a button right there for Ask Greg, or you could send me an email at info@ksnsports.net, and we will get your question on the air. All right, Greg, let's start with Rob from Columbus, Georgia. He also notes, but he's from State High, class of 84, so he's a Pennsylvania guy originally. Greg, agree or disagree? Looking at the last three or four Penn State-Ohio State games, special teams and turnovers have kept the Nittany Lions close. But aren't we due for a shellacking from Ohio State?
I don't think so. I think that there's a reason these games have been close. Yeah, you could maybe point out some luck factors or some things within games that maybe aren't consistently going to happen year over year. But no, I don't think so. I think that Penn State's been trending in the right direction. And, you know, we can talk about some of these things as luck factors or things like that. But ultimately, you have to make a play. And a lot of the reason Penn State hasn't beat Ohio State or Michigan on the road more consistently is because they don't make plays. They have not made enough plays. So I think it'd be a little bit disingenuous to note that and then say that, you know, that luck is the only reason Penn State's been in close games at all. So with all that said, Jim, to me, I think it just looks to me like Penn State's inching closer to Ohio State year in and year out. And that should lead to more games that are more closely contested, not less.
And, you know, I have my theory, and I've brought this up previously, Greg, that I think a lot of games, Ohio State just walks onto the field and the other team gets scared. They're already beaten. I don't think Penn State is that way. Penn State feels like they can play with them toe-to-toe and stand in there with them. And I think that has been the case, you know, throughout. And even back when they beat, was it 2016, where they won the Big Ten and, you know, they had the block kick. And I think that's one of the things Rob might be referring to as a big special teams play. But if you recall, earlier in that game, I think Ohio State was the ones making the big plays on special teams. But I remember in that game thinking, even prior to the end, that Penn State acquitted themselves very well. They stood up to Ohio State physically, and that has been the case throughout. So I'm very much looking forward to Penn State-Ohio State this year. All right, we're going to stick in the state of Georgia here, Greg. John from Marietta, Georgia asked, with the Big Ten moving to just conference games and other conferences following suit, could the NCAA/college football committee expand the playoffs to more teams to make up for the out-of-conference TV revenue and create more meaningful games later in the season, possibly getting further away from the epidemic as we go further along in the season? What do you think?
Well, I guess it believes who you. I guess it depends on who you believe, right? So, if you think there's going to be a second wave in, you know, late October, early November, and that, you know, things will really start to kick off big time over the holiday and into January, then no, I don't think we'll see an expanded college football playoff. I really like the idea, though. However, I don't know how it would work, and what I mean by that is, one of the reasons they're getting rid of the non-conference schedule is so that they don't have to worry about the Big Ten deciding to do one thing and the SEC deciding to do another thing as it relates to testing, as it relates to roster size, whatever. And then, you know, when those teams play each other, obviously one of the preferred methods will have to prevail. So, especially as it would relate to testing. So I think that that's going to make even playing the college football playoff in its current form more difficult. And if you expand it, that's going to create even more questions if it is played. So for all those reasons, I think bowl games are going to be very tough. I think, you know, the college football playoff is going to be very tough. And there's a lot of smart people that figure this stuff out. So I have no doubt that they could do it. But at the same time, one of the reasons that schools are going or conferences are going to a conference-only schedule is to avoid some of the challenges that would be faced by the SEC and Big Ten playing each other, Pac-12 and Big Ten playing each other. And so I just don't know how that's going to work come bowl season. That's going to be a challenge that you know, they're going to have to figure out at some point. But yeah, I don't know. You know, again, it goes back to the idea of a spring season too, Jim. And a lot of these commissioners and Power Five officials don't even want to consider that. And I think it is time we consider that. And look, I don't want a spring football season. I would like our regular fall football season. But I also think it's naive if you, you know, to not even want to consider it at this point, or to continuously say it's the absolute last resort. Well, of course it is. But, you know, you always got to have those last resort things in the back of your mind. And it seems like some college officials do, and some are just refusing to accept that. It's even a possibility, and I think a word you used off the air, Jim, but it applies, is denial. It's denial that, you know, everything's going to work out fine this fall, and we're going to have a full college football season with no interruptions, and I just don't think that's plausible. You know, we saw that photo, I think most of us did, of all the students lined up outside the one bar in downtown State College on what would have been Arts Fest weekend. And that, when you hear college football coaches and athletic directors say, well, we can control our guys, but we have no idea what's going to happen when the rest of the student body comes back to campus. I mean, things like that, you know, are exactly it. And look, I saw the kids in the photos had masks on, and they seemed to be trying to do the right thing. But it's just going to take, you know, it's not going to take much, I guess, is what I'm getting at, for shutdowns to start up again. I mean, we've seen Ohio State and Maryland now both shut down, you know, their workouts because of too many positive tests. Look, we're recording this on Tuesday. At some time on Wednesday, Penn State's going to announce its second round of testing updates. And who knows what could happen, Jim? For all, well, the way this usually works, this is probably exactly what will happen, is that there'll be some kind of major news that comes out of that after we record the show. But, you know, Penn State could alter things as soon as this week if their workout, if their testing stuff doesn't come back in a way that they want it to. So not saying that's going to happen, but just saying that it doesn't take much to derail this whole thing. And so expanding the playoff, while I really like the idea, I don't think it's plausible. A spring season, though, does seem plausible to me. Again, I'm not rooting for it. I would prefer it doesn't happen, because I would prefer we play a full season in the fall. Just not terribly optimistic that's going to happen, Jim.
Well, I'm with you, hopeful in the fall, but you got to be ready for it to be spring ball. We're and in quarter number four, just as a preview, we have a guest, Dustin Schutte from Saturday Tradition, a Big Ten website, coming on. And he first brought this up to me, you know, maybe a month or two ago, even, about the idea of expanded playoffs. Since there might not be interconference play, how do you judge a perhaps an 8-1 Big Ten team that only played a Big Ten schedule versus 8-1 in the Big 12 or the PAC conference? So there's logical reasons for an expanded playoffs, but logistics and the pandemic have their own ideas. All right, let's go with Connor in Huntington. You guys do a great job. Keep up the great analysis. But Connor here has a plan for the season. How about each conference plays 10 games, all conference games, starting on August 29th, finishing November 28th, leaving four open dates, bye weeks, to make up any canceled games. He suggests they have normal conference championships and an 8-team playoff, attendance at 25% of capacity. Fans wear masks everywhere around the stadium except when they are in their seat. What are your thoughts? He's got it all figured out, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'd say. It seems like that is the logical plan to me. I can't figure out, and it brings up a good point here, cannot figure out why we don't have start times yet for games, Jim. If Penn State and a lot of other Big Ten schools plan to send students home and finish the semester online in December after the Thanksgiving break, why would we wait to start the season and get closer to that Thanksgiving date where you're going to have other students that aren't student athletes go home? I don't understand that. Maybe someone can explain it to us off the air, but maybe you understand it, Jim. I don't know. But to me, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I think you'd want to start as soon as possible.
I'll give you my theory. I'm wondering if this switching it over to conference only play gives them the flexibility to move the games up if that seems appropriate in another month or so, or if they need to delay their decision and wait by not rescheduling games in September. It gives them a little more time to wait this out and hopefully things get better. So I looked at the decision as conference only play. My first gut reaction was, gee, they made this decision too quickly. In another couple of weeks, they might have more information. But I came around to the thinking that by doing a conference play, if in a few weeks things seem to look pretty good, hey, we could start our conference play earlier if we want to. But if they still had out of conference games, it would be really hard to adjust the schedule in that way. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I mean, I think that's part of the allure of doing it the way they did, is it gives them the chance to, again, set kind of their own rules and play by their own playbook. And I think every conference is out for themselves this year, Jim. I really do. And I don't think we're going to have a college football playoff, because if things spike again in the start of winter, we might not even be able to finish this season. So I don't think you worry about the college football playoff. I think you worry about getting as many conference games in as you possibly can to get as much of that TV money as possible. And look, if we get to a point where there's still bowls and stuff like that, great. I just don't know if we will. I think you got to do what you can to focus on the TV money and cut your losses otherwise.
You're exactly right. And if the decision level's not being made at the NCAA level, it's being made at the conference level, of course they're going to be looking out for themselves. All right, because we have a guest for quarter number four, we got to get our winner. Who do you want, Rob, John, or Connor?
John for me this week.
John from Marietta, Georgia. I'll be getting in touch with you. That's it. Stick around for quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.